Welcome to Island Sky Ash Show, a podcast that inspires the present-day visionary to live their best life. Pisces, let's dive right into the horoscope for this month for you, April 2023. What's in store for you? What is coming up this month? We are going to be covering your numerology, the general themes that are coming up for this month, and then we're going to go through a very important sort of transit talk and kind of guide you through what this month has in store for you. So get out your notepad, get out your iPad or however you take notes and start writing down all the amazing energy that is unfolding for you this month. We are going to dive right into your numerology. Your numerology this month is number 35. 35 is a really great number that focuses on creating health and wealth. Okay, both of these areas are going to be a main focus this month. Productivity is increasing, or there is a potential for you to become more productive in a very specific way where you could be negotiating or you could be creating more abundance in your life, and it can have to do with money very, very strongly. And so this is on the top of the priority list, okay? This is what I'm seeing from many of you. The energy supports money matters this month, very, very much so. So working it more in your favor is what's coming, okay? Now, I want to pop up the chart and kind of show you what is unfolding here for you during this month. And that is the first thing, Mercury enters Taurus in your third house, opening up new quality conversations around creative pursuits. Finding solutions to anything is going to be amazing this month. This is like a productive and very deliberate and very intentional kind of time to bring the value up. This can have to do with creative pursuits. This can have to do with conflict resolution, anything that you are needing to communicate with. And it can also involve sometimes, you know, people in your life that are part of your environment, okay? This can be your brother, your sister, and sometimes it can include your cousins. These are the people that are maybe like kind of related to you, but also maybe in your friend circle. Sometimes they get involved in the third house as well. But in general, your mindset is going to be at the top level, working really in your favor, being able to see things clearly, being able to understand the value right now for you and what's most important for you. This is going to be at the very top of the priority list this month. Now, Mercury squares Pluto as soon as it enters Taurus. Where is Pluto? Pluto just entered your 12th house. This is a time where there could be something coming up here, and I'm just going to take this off so I can kind of hover over the, you know, so here's Mercury. It's going to square Pluto at 0 degrees on the 3rd. There could be some kind of a moment of doubt or some kind of a moment of a deep realization that comes up here that stuff is changing. And you are starting to kind of get a sense for what is changing in your faith and the meaning of your life, because the stuff that you are creating more productivity around, the money stuff that you are diving into, the new conversations around money, it's also kind of bringing up a new, almost like emotional sense that things are changing, and it could make you feel a little bit emotional, okay? It could make you feel like, wow, this thing is really just so different. Things are changing. Things are finally moving on in a way where I really like the changes that I'm seeing. Sorry about that. I'm really liking the changes that I'm seeing, and it feels like for many of you, you are starting to see this, and there could be a moment of being emotional. Emotional how? Emotional in the sense that you are having to let go of stuff that you're used to. Because the thing with this Mercury and Taurus is that it is together with Uranus. So things are going to feel different. As you can see right over here, you know, Mercury is with Uranus. I'm kind of hovering over it. You can see like a light circle around it. Things are different. And there is like a deep penetrating sort of understanding of that, especially with Pluto being in Aquarius. You know, now that you've worked out sort of your social stuff, the stuff with friends, which is where Pluto was at, now you're like, okay, it's time for me to focus on the stuff that bring deep spiritual meaning into my life. God consciousness, the cosmos, okay? This can have to do with that. Now, really great energy. The key words here for you is protection, okay? Being able to trust a new situation. Just focus on that, and I think that this particular square is going to work out really well for you guys. Even though sometimes squares can create this tension, this is about having a deeper faith in yourself and in the stuff that is changing at this time, even mindset-wise, okay? Because you're thinking about your life this month so differently. Now, April 6th, we are going to have a full moon in Libra, and that is going to unfold in between your house of commitment, shared resources, and the house of money. So a new conversation comes up where relationship dynamics kind of come up right now in regards to money, and this can have to do with your obligations to somebody else, or it can have to do with like money situations where you really have to pay attention to what you're committing to. And I think that this is bringing sort of a moment of pause and a moment of truth for you, just a moment for you to kind of say, okay, what is it really that I'm committing to here? What's the reality of the situation? We're going to have a deeper report on this full moon in Libra. But for many of you, this is going to be about you being kind of in a space of what you're willing to receive at this time. You know, what are you willing to receive? What are you willing to give? Libra has to do with the give and take, the balance of those two things, and then relationship dynamics will tie into it. Now, on the 11th, moving on, Venus enters your fourth house, the house of home and family. And this is going to be a time where it's new, exciting stuff, you know, happening here. You could receive the support by very important people in your life that play more of the nurturing role. Okay, so Venus entering Gemini in the fourth house can bring an exciting anything in regards to you feeling like you can really let yourself go. Maybe you throw a party, you know. Maybe you're planning to throw a party. Maybe you're wanting to open up your house to people and there's a lot of conversation. It's a socialization time, you know. So definitely a time to pay attention to, I think, where you can take your mind off of anything that's heavy. Really, really good energy for that. Now, moving on the same day, what's also really nice is that Venus trines Pluto. So Venus is in the fourth house, and then it trines Pluto in the 12th house. And this is like you cutting out any doubt. This is like you saying, okay, yeah, you know, I was not sure the last couple of days how things were going to turn out. And there is like this sense of emotion that comes up in regards to a new territory in life, in regards to new energies that are unfolding. And so here you are just having this moment where you have this potential to renew energy within your home and family life, and then also your faith, and just kind of letting go of any kind of trust issues, okay? If you have not been able to trust the situation, the thing, if you have not been able to lean into it, this is a moment where you could be regenerating this trust, okay? Because 0 degrees has to do with trust, and it's a really, really nice time to renew that, to deeply feel that you can lean into, you know, things that are new in your life or things that are changing in your life at this time. What's also really, really nice is that April 11th, the Sun and Jupiter are going to be in a conjunction at 21 degrees. This is a, you know, energy on steroids when it comes to productivity, when it comes to money, when it comes to you like pioneering in a new way on what it means to, you know, renew your faith and your relationship with money. This is awesome, okay? This is you feeling the support. There could also be someone in your life that is coming in that is giving you sort of this backbone or this feeling like it's go time. You can do this. You have all the support in the world. It could be a male figure that is supporting you financially. There's a new journey that starts with this. And it works in your favor, okay? A lot of fire energy here, and I like that. And not only this month, but also later on, okay? Later on, like as the year is going on, you're going to start to see because, you know, the North and the South Node are going to change into the Aries Libra axis. So you kind of get a taste right now for what you can focus on, what you can start. And so productivity and money are going to increase, which I really, really love for you guys. Okay, so moving on to the last thing that I do want to talk about, and that is Mercury is going to station on the 21st. It starts its retrograde phase at 15 degrees. And this is in the house of siblings, cousins, the house of mindset, the house of communication. This is you taking a pause for a moment and just reflecting and then coming up with a new strategy of what you need to do at this time to, you know, get your mind sort of in the right place with projects, with anything that you need to write, anything you might even have to publish. Okay, there's a new value here, a new creative time that is coming through that is going to be really, really important right now. It feels like it's personal even to you because Uranus is going to end at 18 degrees at the end of the month. So this means there is a decision-making time that is coming up here. Lots of great conversations with people who might even be in the decision-making realm with whatever it is that you're kind of digging up here in your creative pursuits. Again, it can also have to do with any kind of siblings that are involved in this or just in general with your immediate environment. And I love that for you guys, okay? So the last thing that I want to do for today's report is we are going to be pulling a tarot card. I haven't done this in a while, so I'm excited to do this. I've been doing it. You know, I think when I started out this channel, I started with tarot mainly, you know. I was kind of scared. I was like the astrologer in the closet. So I love doing the tarot again because it was part of my channel for so long. I don't know why this is coming up, but like I deleted so many videos. I think I deleted like 300 videos because I started this channel like 2017, end of 2016, 17. And I had so many videos that I did. And I don't even know like if you can recover any of it because once you delete it, I guess it's gone, you know. But yeah, a lot of tarot readings during that time. A lot of in-depth tarot readings during that time too. All right, you guys, let's take a look. I don't know why I just told you the story, but I did. Thank you for listening. The Knight of Pentacles. Yes, a new direction with money. A new direction that is going to make you feel confident. And this potential is going to come up. So pay attention to this, okay? The potential for you to find a new kind of path when it comes to being productive. And you feeling like worthy with this productivity. You feeling like worthy with this new sort of thing that you might even want to indulge into, okay? Indulgence kind of comes up here as well with the Knight of Pentacles. And there could be some really important sort of big sort of business deals or big money moves that could come up this month as well that make you just feel solid and kind of change or start to change the story and start to bring in a new chapter, which can be so exciting. The Knight of Pentacles can be that kind of a energy. And I do want to just show you that I don't know why we're doing this, but we're just going with it. Look at that. The Queen of Swords. The back, like the bottom of this deck has to do with decision making for you guys. You putting yourself into a decision making, you know, place. That is what this is about, you know. You feeling like you will have authority over any kind of money pursuits now is going to be so amazing. And the process of that is going to shape you now with that Saturn in Pisces in the first house. It's going to support you to find a new way in which you are going to interact with the world, you know, as a big picture point of view, because Saturn in the first house, Saturn in the first house is not a bad placement, okay? It does well here. And it brings sort of a groundedness to any kind of creative pursuits or any kind of interactions that you want to have with the world moving forward, or how even what you're even known for, you know, what people will know you for. The definition of that is going to start to change over the course of the next 2.5 to 3 years. And I love that for you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for watching. I hope that if you are new here, you will like and subscribe and hang out. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.